Today is Thursday, the 12th of December, in the second week of Advent. The nuns of St. Cecilia's Abbey sing Rorate Caeli. Send victory like dew, you heavens, and let the clouds rain it down. Let the earth open for salvation to spring up. Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah.
For I, the Lord your God, I am holding you by the right hand. I tell you, do not be afraid, I will help you. Do not be afraid, Jacob, poor worm, Israel, puny mite. I will help you, it is the Lord who speaks. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. See, I turn you into a threshing sled, new, with doubled teeth. You shall thresh and crush the mountains, and turn the hills to chaff. You shall winnow them, and the wind will blow them away. The gale will scatter them. But you yourself will rejoice in the Lord, and glory in the Holy One of Israel. The poor and needy ask for water, and there is none. Their tongue is parched with thirst. I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not abandon them. I will make rivers well up on barren heights, and fountains in the midst of valleys, turn the wilderness into a lake, and dry ground into water spring. In the wilderness I will put cedar trees, acacias, myrtles, olives. In the desert I will plant juniper, plane tree, and cypress side by side, so that all may see and know, all observe and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this, that the Holy One of Israel has created it.
Powerful images here of fertility and abundance. Water in the desert, fruitfulness and life. Does this answer any needs in me or in my world? Where in my life and in the world around me do I see the need for dry ground to be turned into springs of water? I, the Lord your God, am holding you by the hand. I will help you. How does it feel to hear those words from God? Where do I need God to hold me by the hand and help me? As I listen to the reading again, I might reflect on how it connects with my desires, my needs, my yearnings, and those of the world around me.
For I, the Lord your God, I am holding you by the right hand. I tell you, do not be afraid, I will help you. Do not be afraid, Jacob, poor worm, Israel, puny mite. I will help you, it is the Lord who speaks. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. See, I turn you into a threshing sled, new, with doubled teeth. You shall thresh and crush the mountains, and turn the hills to chaff. You shall winnow them, and the wind will blow them away. The gale will scatter them. But you yourself will rejoice in the Lord, and glory in the Holy One of Israel. The poor and needy ask for water, and there is none. Their tongue is parched with thirst. I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not abandon them. I will make rivers well up on barren heights, and fountains in the midst of valleys. Turn the wilderness into a lake, and dry ground into water spring. In the wilderness I will put cedar trees, acacias, myrtles, olives. In the desert I will plant juniper, plane tree, and cypress side by side, so that all may see and know, all observe and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this, that the Holy One of Israel has created it.
What role might I have to play in bringing about this beautiful vision? How I might be called to help in its fulfilment? I can speak freely to the Lord now about how I respond and how I want to respond to this promise.
O wisdom,
Lord and ruler,
root of Jesse,
key of David,
rising sun,
king of the nations,
Emmanuel,
come, Lord Jesus.